Sue today received the following letter from Robert Peace, a candidate in the latest mayoral election. Today marks the 2-year anniversary of the onset of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a period marked by upheaval and suffering, yet also by remarkable demonstrations of resilience and humanity. In April of 2022, I felt a deep calling to contribute to the humanitarian efforts in Ukraine. This journey has not only been a testament to the indomitable spirit of those affected by the conflict but also a profoundly personal experience, shaping my worldview and relationships in ways I could never have anticipated. In response to the pressing needs I witnessed, I launched a fundraising campaign in Sault Ste. Marie, galvanizing our community to support Ukraine. Through the collective generosity, we raised over $10,000 for aid, a Spanish go with boots on the ground. Diana Nestor, CEO of Aid and an instrumental figure in this effort, remarked on the community's overwhelming response, reminding us of the impact we can achieve when united by a common cause. Upon arriving in Ukraine, I was greeted by a landscape of both physical and emotional devastation. I had never seen death and destruction like this in my life. Burned-out cars with bodies still inside, blown-up buildings and lives, pockmarks from machine guns throughout the towns and running for shelter during air raids. Working alongside locals and fellow volunteers, we quickly became aware that the needs were no longer at the border crossings but within the country itself. Immersed in the efforts to provide aid and support to those in dire need, Mitika Laver, a colleague on the ground, captured the essence of our mission, stating, "The war has affected the entire country deeply, with an ever-increasing demand for aid as the conflict endures." Among the many individuals I encountered, Svetlana Spector's story stands out. Fleeing the war with her daughters, she sought refuge and a fresh start. We met them at a train station in Ukraine and managed to get them across the border to Romania. The courage and resilience she and her family displayed in the face of such adversity have been nothing short of inspirational. Today, Svetlana has found employment and is painstakingly rebuilding her life in Romania, a testament to her unyielding spirit. However, the war's toll extends beyond the immediate crisis, leaving deep emotional scars on those it touches. Many young men I met, who once worked alongside us in delivering aid and sharing moments of camaraderie, have since been called into service. The reality of this war has torn them away from their families, thrusting them into the uncertainties of conflict. Heartbreakingly, I have lost contact with many of these friends. This separation has underscored the war's personal cost, not just in terms of physical displacement but also in the fragmentation of communities and the severing of newfound friendships. Svetlana's struggle, too, mirrors this loss, as she grapples with the reality of possibly never returning to her homeland. Her younger daughter's challenges in adapting to a new culture and language further highlight the nuanced layers of displacement and loss experienced by those affected by the conflict. As I reflect on the 2-year mark of this tragic conflict, my thoughts linger on the individuals like Mitika, Svetlana, Diana, and the young men now serving on the front lines. Their stories, marked by hardship, resilience, and an unbreakable human spirit, serve as poignant reminders of the cost of war and the enduring strength of humanity. I am also inspired by those Ukrainians who traveled to Sault Ste. Marie to make it their new home. Though the path to peace is fraught with obstacles, the courage and unity I've witnessed inspire hope for a future where healing and reconciliation may finally take root. Robert Peace, Sault Ste. Marie.